On Friday evening, a fire ignited near the Oak Meadows subdivision, south of Glenwood Springs. Thanks to the quick response of 50 fire personnel, along with 4 single-engine air tankers and 1 large tanker, the fire was quickly subdued, and evacuated residents were permitted to return to their homes by 10 p.m. DJ Good kept listeners informed on KDNK airwaves as progress was made.
And just to keep everyone posted on the Oak Meadows fire, the people who have been evacuated are instructed to go to Sopras Elementary. That's also where you can go to find out more information as to when that evacuation order may be listed. It sounds preliminarily like that order may be lifted tonight. So I think they're doing a great job containing that Oak Meadows fire up 4 Mile Road.
By Saturday evening, the fire was mostly contained, having burned nearly 45 acres. Although the fire came within a few hundred yards of structures, none were lost. 7 crews, including the Aspen Fire Protection District, Basalt Fire, Carbondale Fire, the Glenwood Springs Fire District, and Colorado River Fire and Rescue, assisted by Mesa County, Pickens County, and the Juniper Brush Team, brought the fire under control. By Sunday evening, officials had not yet released a cause, but investigators are considering that an electrical transformer may have been the spark. The public is encouraged to avoid the Oak Meadows subdivision if possible today, while mop-up of hotspots is performed. Earlier this month at the Upper Colorado River Agency Fire and Aviation Unit media briefing, I spoke with Ben Miller, director of the Center of Excellence for Advanced Technology Aerial Firefighting, about ongoing investigations into the feasibility of fighting fires by air at night.
So the big question is, could we in the state of Colorado make the decision to continue fire suppression into the evening hours? There are some benefits that Mother Nature provides. Fire tends to slow down, the temperatures come down, as opposed to 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's hot and windy. That's the biggest challenge for us as far as a pace of fire spread. So the advantage of slower fire at night is definitely there. But definitely with darkness comes an increase in risk. And so we're assessing right now, is the advantage of fighting fire at night worth the risk? And can we mitigate some of that risk through technology and practice and some other stuff?
Night or day, the use of drones in the vicinity of a fire will seriously impede the ability of crews to do their work. This was stressed by Latham Johnson, Fuels Program Manager for the interagency.
One of the things that we're having a really bad issue with nationally and in this state is the use of private drones when we're having a wildfire. If a private drone's flying on a wildfire, we actually shut down the entire air show.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.